Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. Well, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, and welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star,
Pastor Dab.
We got Gabriel live here in the studio, our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. And we have a very, very, very special guest with you guys today, Miss Kimberly Belzer.
Hi, everybody.
From Sensory Town. You guys, we have a great show planned out for you. I can't wait for you guys to hear and get all this information. And we are just so super duper excited, ready to get this summer started. But before we start our show, like we do every week, we want to open it up with some inspiration from Pastor Dab. So, Pastor Dab, take it away.
Well, 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 here we are once again. And I'm so thankful for another opportunity just to be here in the studio and just come to tell you that God is good all the time. Not sometime, but all the time. So today we're going to take it from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Amen. That's a familiar scripture. And just knowing that if you continue to put and keep your trust in the Lord, he will direct your paths. And we might not all be on the same path, but we all have a journey that we must go on. And so I just come to encourage you today to help somebody get out of self today, help somebody on your way and on your journey, and you will have good success. Help others. Reach out and help. Give a helping hand. Be mindful of others and understand that where they're at, you might be there one day, and where you're at, they might be where you are one day. But it's all about helping one another, coming together in love and helping one another to be the best that they can be. I love you guys, and have a blessed and awesome day. Over and out.
All right.
Awesome.
We love you, too. We love you, too, Pastor Dab, a.k.a. Mommy, a.k.a. Gabriel's grandma. Oh, my goodness. I just love her so much. I thank God for her and all of her wisdom. And we used to have to repeat that scripture every time at the dinner table before we ate our dinner. That's one of the scriptures that we grew up on. And it's so true. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And, you know, a lot of times we do want to lean to our own understanding. And just sometimes in life, things don't make sense. And so you really can't lean to your own understanding, or else we would never, ever get anything accomplished. So it's really a trust journey. And I think that's most of the time with, you know, the battles in our mind and the choosing whether or not we're going to believe what God said we can do, trust what God said we can do, or look at what it looks like on the outside. And today, you guys, we have a woman that is trusting and believing in God for some big things. She is bringing Sensory Town to town.
All right.
And so we're excited for you, Miss Kimberly Belzer. You guys, I am so excited to have her in the studio. I've been trying to get her in here for a minute, because even before Sensory Town, she has such an awesome story and an awesome testimony. So I just want you to just to tell people a little bit about you. Who are you and how you got started on this journey?
And a journey it has been.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name is Kimberly Belzer, and I started out as a paralegal for 12 years until my lovely son, Brandon, was born. He was unexpected in the fact that he was born with a lot of medical issues and special needs. Mm-hmm. So that put me on a totally different journey than mm-hmm. I was at, which at the time I wasn't sure I wanted to go on that journey, but now I'm so thankful. My son's had 16 surgeries, including a cancer survivor.
Amen.
And he is a complete and utter blessing to me. So what kind of started me on the journey I'm at. So after he was born, I decided I wanted to work with special needs children. So I went back to school, I got my degree, and I started working with early intervention, and I did developmental groups with them and resources and so forth for them. And then after that, I went to Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, which I'm still there now while I'm trying to get Sensory Town going. And I work with children that are deaf and that are visually impaired and hard of hearing. One of the things I've noticed when I was in the community, and I'm sure you've noticed this too, having Gaby, is that there's not a lot of things that are truly inclusive, meaning not just that they can come in, but there's actually things that our children can enjoy. So being that my son likes to swing and do different stuff, I thought, you know, it would be really great to open up a place that all kids could come together and play, and not just typical kids, not just special needs children, but all children, so that they can learn how to play together. Because in essence, children are children, and they all want the same things playing. They may play differently, but they all want to play.
That is so, so good. Yes. Oh, my goodness. And so you've seen the need for it. It's like find a need and fill it.
Yes.
Find a hurt and heal it. Find a problem and solve it. And
yes,
that's exactly what you're doing.
It's funny, looking for your purpose in life, and, you know, sometimes it's not really clear, and then all of a sudden it hits you in the head, and you find your purpose, and I believe this is something that will be really great for the community, and my purpose to be able to bring some understanding.
Awesome. And, you know, a lot of times, Kimberly, our purpose is birthed through our pain, and it's so, you know, I know you understand that because we both have children, and our children are so similar in so many ways.
Yes.
How they don't like to, you know, they don't really like, they're okay playing by themselves. If you put them in a large group of people, then they kind of like, you know, have their own little, this is my ball. I know, you know, Gabe loves balls.
Yes.
And I know your son, he loves the iPad, and, you know, this is my iPad, and
music.
Everything, and music. Yeah.
Yes.
So they kind of like, okay, and you put them together, they like, ah. You know what I mean? So it's so amazing, because I know we've had so many heart-to-hearts, and like, I just want to be able to go, you know, we just like to do simple things. If I could just, you know, take my child to the birthday party, or take my child
absolutely
to other functions, like, you know, like other people are able to do it, just it would be so much easier. But, you know, this hasn't definitely been an easy journey for neither one of us. But
no.
we make it. My Aunt Linda says, you guys make it look so good. And I know that we both do, because you're always smiling. And,
yes,
and I know in the inside we might be like crying.
Yeah.
But oh, you're smiling. You keep it moving. You stay positive and upbeat. And I just have to say hats off to you, my friends.
Well, to you as well. So we're kind of on the similar journey. And
yeah.
Even Brandon going to the birthday party recently, as you've seen, he's triggered by, you know, animals. All kids are triggered by different things, and it's a totally different experience for us. But I think bringing some understanding to people that don't understand is really a great mission.
That's so awesome. So that has been definitely your reason why is Brandon. He's been your driving force behind everything. And I love that, how our kids can just bring out the best.
Yeah, I always say that he's taught me more than I could teach him. And he's got a lot of therapy and a lot of interactions and so forth. But I think he's taught me more than I could ever teach him.
Wow, that's so awesome. And I know we've learned to be patient, and we learned all these other skills. and they're learning too, but we've definitely have learned a lot, I know.
So. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Sensory Town and where it's located, and when it's going to be the grand opening and all that good stuff.
Okay, so Sensory Town is on the corner of Bay Meadows and Phillips Highway. It's facing Bay Meadows Road. It's 8380 Bay Meadows Road, Suite 6. We were planning on trying to get open by mid-month, but it's probably going to be closer to the end of this month, you know, city and all the stuff we have to have. So Sensory Town, what I did is I developed a three-part sensory circuit, bringing kids from high intensity sensory interaction down to low intensity interaction. So an example is when they come in, we have swings, interactive floors, you know, bouncing on balls, you know, that very high intensity input that a lot of our children need, and typically developing children need as well. And then the next part would be a lot of our kids have issues with touching things and feeling things and sensory play. So the next part is we have a room that's going to have just all types of different different things that they can learn how to touch and interact with and play with and so forth. And then the third part of the sensory circuit is going to be kind of like, we call it a chill spa. So mm-hmm. it's to go in. We have bubble tubes. We have fiber optics. We have, huge bean bags. We have lighting, soft music, and kind of to give them a sense of calmness, because I know a lot of times our children go into these play spaces and they really get hyped up. Mm-hmm. And then when the parents try to take them out, they're screaming and they're mm-hmm. hollering. So we're hoping by doing this and bringing them to a calm stage that they will be ready to leave and go when they come out on their after the third sensory circuit.
So it's really therapeutic, actually, because it sounds like you've got it all like processed till you take them from high, medium, and then low, so they'll be ready to gradually leave. That was really thought out.
Yeah.
Like, very methodical.
That's definitely comes from my son. So being able to bring him down and calm him down. But we're going to have a lot of other things as well. We're going to have one of the toughest things, I think, in the community, and this is with anybody, is finding out where the resources and the information is mm-hmm. and where you can get it. And one of the things I always say is that the best resources are from other families.
That is so true.
So
that's
bringing,
so true.
Bringing, having Sensory Town to where the other families could get together and have a sense of community and a sense of camaraderie where we're helping each other is really what I think is one of the things we really need in our community. It seems like all the resources that are out there, it's a secret unless you know somebody.
Unless you know somebody, exactly.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why we started this radio program too, Kimberly, is because it's like, where are the resources and how can we get them? And it's like so many different things I learned. I learned from another family, another
Absolutely.
Parent. It wasn't like I went and I wouldn't have even known where to go at if it wasn't for these families personally telling me, hey, this is where you go get respite care. This is how you go get, are able to sign up for APD, or this is how you're able to get this, that, or the other, you know? And so if it wasn't for I didn't even know, you know, my husband's in the military and I didn't even know that he was eligible for respite care through the military.
Yes.
Until I was at an Autism Speaks walk and another mom that her husband was in the military told me about that. I'm like, I've had the kid now, he's 7. You know what I'm saying? For 7 years, I could have had some of these services.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like you feel like, where's this information at, and why are we not knowing it a lot sooner? Because if you can help somebody get the information, if I can help you get the information at age 3 instead of at age 13, then that would have been 10 years worth of a blessing and worth of, care for your child. So I think that's amazing that you're doing that.
Yeah, because it's very difficult. It's already a challenge to us as mm-hmm. parents of special needs mm-hmm. children, and to not know where to go or how do we go about doing it. But you see everybody else around you having this or getting that,
yeah.
and you're not sure how they did it. So, I'm hoping that the gym kind of brings that full circle, and that we have a sense of community and we have resources and we mm-hmm. have people available to sit down and talk to the people that come into the gym so that they can make their lives just a little bit easier,
yes.
because we should be doing that for one another.
That's
lifting
so
each other, lifting mm. each other up mm-hmm. to me is very, very important. So I'm hoping that this is what this does.
Yes. And I know that's what it's going to do, because I can tell you guys, since the moment I met you, that's what you've done for me and
Aww.
For Gabe and for our family. And so you're just such a blessing, so knowledgeable. And it's so wonderful to have people in your life like that, that not only that have resources, but that you can call friend, because you guys, she's a beautiful person inside and out.
Aww,
and you know, whenever you are, you know, you are, girl. She's over. If y'all can see, and you guys got to get your Sensory Town shirt. Our family supported and got the Sensory Town shirt. She's over there radiating in her Sensory Town shirt, you guys. So I'm just so excited for you guys to have Sensory Town to be able to go to. We've got to take a sneak peek a couple, like last week, we got to do a little walkthrough,
yes.
and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Gabriel was already like filling the whole interactive floors.
Yeah,
so it was awesome. So you guys, this is definitely going to be a thing that, a gym that is going to help all families win. So get ready to win. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to win? I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
I love, love, love that song because I really feel like, especially being a mom of a child with special needs, we have to work so hard for everything. And it is our time to win. You know, it took Gabriel 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And I was sitting outside watching him jump on the trampoline. He was just so happy and so carefree like he always is. And I'm just thinking, it took you 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container, you know. But I, you know, instead of having a pity party, I said, you know what? I don't care. You got it. You finally mastered it.
Yes.
You mastered it. You can put that ball in the container now. You can put chips in a container. You can put water in containers. You can put everything in a container now. Anytime I tell you to put something in, you know how to do it. So
yeah,
I am so
great.
Thankful for that. But that is the motivation behind that song is watching Gabriel. And I said, you know what? We're going to win. No matter what it looks like, we're going to win. And so I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's really our message to the world. And I know that that's your message too.
Well, you've already
the
won.
World.
Oh, so.
So sweet. Yeah. We all have because our children are such a blessing from the Lord. And, you know, they make us better. And I always say, we're out here, you know, we want to get involved in the community because we're a part of the community. We got to get our kids used to being in the community and our community used to be
yes.
with our kids. And so, you're helping us to be able to do that, Kimberly.
Yes.
And so I'm just excited about what's going on with you and with Sensory Town and God giving you that vision, changing the brain through play.
Yes.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about how you got to this place.
So, as I said, my son has special needs, so I had a perfect pregnancy, and I didn't know that anything was going to happen, so it was a big surprise that they took him straight to NICU after he was born. So, and from then on out, he was diagnosed with hydrocephalus, so he has spinal fluid on the brain, so he had his first brain surgery at 4.5 months.
Wow.
So, that was a lot to take for a new mother. I used to pray every single day that I would have a healthy baby when I was pregnant, and I used to go out to the shrine in St. Augustine and light a candle every Saturday that he would be healthy. So at first I had a little bit of journey with that with Brandon, but so after that, he every time we took him to the doctor, he was diagnosed with something else. And then each time he was diagnosed with something, it took me a little while to adjust, but every single time I got stronger, which was pretty amazing to me because I never thought I was strong enough to handle something like that, something so personal and so difficult. Brandon, at a little over 3 years old, started throwing up, and I took him to the ER because he had a shunt, and that's normally a sign of shunt failure. And he was diagnosed with cancer. He had a Wilms tumor, and we were immediately put on the cancer floor at Wilson's Children's Hospital.
Wow.
So, and at the time, I was going through a bad divorce and was trying to do this by myself. So everything that came along my way, watching my son smile every day when I would go get him out of the bed. And, you know, I couldn't feel sorry for myself. Mm. I couldn't sit around and feel sorry for myself because here is this child is the one who's going through the medical traumas and the developmental issues and the therapists and doctors constantly in his life. And I go get him out of the bed and he's cracking up laughing. So.
Oh, wow. That's the same as gay.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's like,
And I'm like, that to me is definitely a blessing from God because, I mean, right at that moment, you're like, okay, I'm tired and, you know, I could use another hour of sleep, and your child is laughing and smiling and can't wait to get his day started. So,
wow.
I mean,
what a blessing. What a lesson that all of us, I mean, oh, I feel so guilty now. Just thank you so much, Kimberly.
Sorry.
You know, on those days, you're like, hurry. Then they're so smiling and laughing, and you're like, wow. I mean, if people would just take that lesson right there, that one lesson.
And that's difficult because we still have to function in society ourselves. We still have to go to work. Mm-hmm. We still have to get ourselves showered and dressed and our makeup on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is definitely a learning. And sometimes I fail at that. But the majority of the time I try to look now at my son smiling and laughing and just go with it, because there's really nothing else you can do but go with it.
Now, you know, one of the things you just said was that every time you went to the doctor, he got diagnosed with something else.
Yes.
How? I mean, I'm just sitting over here, you guys, and I've been knowing Kimberly for some years, but I'm hearing more and more of her story that I've never even heard. How in the world did that make you feel? I mean, during my pregnancy, I remember every time I went, they were telling me, oh, you can't leave because your blood pressure went up, or, you know.
Yeah.
So my pregnancy was totally opposite than your pregnancy. And, you know, Gabriel was born at 1 pound, 10 ounces. And
he's amazing.
Yeah. So he's our little miracle baby. And, you know, we lost our Grace. She was born 1 pound, 8 ounces. So our pregnancies were totally different. But every time I went to the doctor, they would try to tell me something. I'm like, okay. So every time people ask me, do you want more kids? I'm like, no, I don't want more kids. Yeah. I do not want nobody to tell me. They're trying to put me in the hospital every time I go. I mean, it kind of is it's a PTSD. You know what I mean?
It definitely is. Definitely. I know that. I actually wrote an article for my church magazine talking about my journey with faith, because it definitely was a journey with faith, because at first, you know, I was like, why me? I was thinking, why me? You know, you know, I wanted this healthy child, as we all do, and, mm-hmm. and my son was anything but. So I remember when he was diagnosed with cancer, I have a really good friend, and she said, well, it can only be two things. It can be his shunt failing, or it can be he has a virus. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So I calmed down. I went in there, and I called her up on the phone. I said, it was neither one of those things. You know, so we definitely wow. deal with it differently.
Yes, so. Yes, yes, yes. Wow.
And it's not perfect. So, you know, I would cry a lot. I would scream and yell at everybody a lot at first. And then my process, when a nurse from Wolfson's came to me one day when I was like really, really having a hard time. And she put her hands on my shoulders and she looked at me and she says, I want to be your friend. She goes, this is normal. She said, either people cry or they get angry and mm-hmm. you're just angry and that's normal. For her to tell me that was normal was a huge turning point in me being able to accept and be able to move forward with what I needed to do for treatment for my son, because I just thought there was something wrong with me that I could not deal with mm-hmm. that at that moment. But that person definitely was a blessing to me coming to me at that moment.
Wow. And that's so awesome, too. Those are just genuine good golden nuggets there.
Yeah.
For somebody to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. This is normal yeah. for you to be upset, you know. And how would you be? We watched an awesome movie last night, me and my mom. And and that was one of the things that the lady said to her is, she said, if you have experienced the same thing I experienced, how would you handle it? You know, how would you be? And, you know, and for most people, if anybody went through that, you know, they would be upset. They would be sad. They would cry. And for people to not want you to go through that process and try to make you feel like there's something wrong with you because you're grieving. You know, you have to grieve.
Well, they want you to just jump into treatment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time, I wanted to go back to his shunt failing. And I know that sounds terrible, but I was like, okay, I just want his shunt to be failing now because right. I don't want to go through this. But, uh-huh. You know, and that's why kind of I do what I do now, because just going through what I've gone through and being able to be there for somebody else that's wow. going through something similar.
And I love that you shared a part of your story that people might not know, that you've done this as a single parent. And, you know, when you bring when Sensory Town, when those doors open, it's going to be so much more than an awesome gym. But like you said, that support for other families is going to be there for those other mothers that I know that is going to be such a blessing to them, especially single parents. And I know you have some awesome words of encouragement for single parents. You're an awesome role model for them. So you guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Star and
Kimberly.
And we are ready to win, you guys. We do this show every single Saturday from 12 to 1. And we help children and families with special needs. And I'm just so excited. We have Kimberly from Sensory Town joining us. And she'll be right back after the break. So, and if you have any questions, you can call in 904-401-1413.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says his upcoming summit with Kim Jong-un is a one-time shot for the North Korean leader. The president said at a news conference in Canada before heading out for that summit that the meeting in Singapore is going to work out very well. As for trade, he says some G7 partners or Canada and Mexico would be very wrong to impose new tariffs against the United States, even if the U.S. should change their tariffs, because he says right now they're way out of balance.
There's very bad spirit when we have a big trade imbalance and we want to bring it up to balance, just balance, and they keep raising it so that you never catch. That's not a good thing to do.
The president and the French President Emmanuel Macron met for the second time on the opening day of the summit yesterday.
It could be that NAFTA will be a different form. It could be with Canada, with Mexico.
The president met with Canada's Justin Trudeau to talk about reworking the NAFTA treaty as well. A nature park near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, closed to the public now as authorities search for the remains of a woman believed to have been killed by an alligator.
Witnesses called police after seeing a woman walk her dogs at Silver Lakes Rotary Nature Park in Davie, Florida. Then the woman vanished while her dogs remained near the water barking. Police say one of the animals had a gash, and they knew there had been a 12-foot alligator lurking in the area. The gator was caught and killed, and that's when authorities found evidence that 47-year-old Shizuka Matsuki had been attacked by the giant reptile. Authorities say these attacks are rare. The last one was a boy killed in 2016 at a pond at a Disney resort. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Golden State Warriors have romped to their second straight NBA championship, beating Cleveland 108-85 to finish a four-game sweep. It was the third title in 4 years for the Warriors and the second one they've won at Quicken Loans Arena. This is SRN News.
For your Saturday afternoon, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms developing. High 87 tonight. More of those showers scattered around. Low 70. Sunday, partly sunny with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. High 91. Sunday night, more of the same. Low 70. Then we'll start the work week Monday and Tuesday. Mostly sunny both days with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High both days, 92.
All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Kimberly.
And you guys were live here in the studio with Miss Kimberly Belzer from Sensory Town, changing the brain through play. She's opening up an awesome sensory gym that is going to be great, great, great for all kids. And I'm just so excited for you, so proud of you, and just so, so happy that we have this coming to Jacksonville. This is something that is definitely needed.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was just telling her on break that one of the things that I think we struggle with is social interactions with our children, you know, being able to be socially aware of other children like she was talking about before. They just kind of want to play and do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But having the gym open so that all kids could be social with one another and have that socialization in a place that they can go is really a huge thing for us, because part of socialization is being able to function in the community, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to be social at the right times and when we need them to. So being able to have that that outlet for socialization is great. My son just started a teen group this week, and I was really excited about that because he has to, they're teaching him socialization, small things such as passing an item to a peer, you know, things that a lot of us take for granted, but it's a challenge for our children. And being able to have that to where they can learn how to do that helps them function more when they're out and about. And that's, as Star had said, is where we want them to be out and about, because, you know, I know with my son, we have to do a lot of desensitizing him to different places. And I'm sure you've come into that with Gabe.
Yeah, definitely.
And so we do therapy where we bring him to a new place and he has to learn how to socialize and be in that space without having a fit, screaming, hollering, yelling, that kind of thing. So,
and some days are better than others, guys. I mean, we still get the screaming, hollering, and yelling. I mean, it just depends. You know, one thing that we did, we took the kids to the movies together, yes. And that was really cool. And I remember right before the movie started, even though it wasn't like autism movie day at the movie theater, Kimberly turned it into the
yes. We made it autism day ourselves.
She went into the lady, she says, "Listen, we have a lot of children coming here with autism. And so can you turn it down like one decimal or whatever?" And it made a huge difference. It made a huge, huge difference for our kids. I love that. She's so proactive. She's not going to sit there and wait for it to be too loud and to get beat up and, you know, all the behaviors that we will receive yes. after their ears are hurting. You know, she went and she took care of it before it started. So I was like, go ahead, Kimberly.
You only have to have it happen to you once before you learn what to do next time.
Yeah. So it was awesome. It was an awesome time there. And, you know, I know that this is going to be such a great thing for our kids to be able to learn how to interact with one another and to just to be able to play. I mean, things that people take, I mean, they take it for granted sometimes because it happens so naturally and so easily for some. But for others, it's so hard. And in one of my songs, I put, I want you to grow up and I want you to have friends too, you know?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Who would think that our kids, you know, they're lovable, they're kind, they're so special, they're so unique, but a lot of them they're lonely. They don't have any friends, especially if they don't have any brothers or sisters, you know, and like both of our kids are only children. So,
yes.
You know, we're like their friend. We have to be their friend, their playmate, their, you know what I mean? Everything that they need. And like Gabriel, he's not interested in a dog or a cat. Like some people will get a dog or animals or whatever to try to go play with the dog or play, you know. But for us, that wouldn't work good for us. I'm just thinking that poor dog or that poor cat. So I know for us, it's just like we have to be that thing. And so I know that the gym will be able to teach these beautiful children how to be able to play together and how to be able to get, you know, just be around other kids. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and when they're not being that cute, lovable, and they're screaming and hollering, the gym is going to give them a place of acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I know when we go out and people mean well and they're curious, but they ask you questions and you know, they look at you. So this will give you a place of acceptance for our children and also to teach them to be kind to one another. So we want the typical children we say typical. I'm not quite sure what that definition of that is.
I know, me neither.
We want them to be able to learn how to be kind to one another and just accept one another. There's a lot of bullying in the schools now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and our children are very susceptible because of their differences. And we want to be able to teach all children to be able to play together and that we're all the same and that we need to be kind to one another. And if one of us needs a little bit more help than the other, that we actually give that hand up to help instead of pushing down. So want to definitely bring that message to the community, especially with our group of children. So
mm-hmm. I know that's something that I, you know, I'm always concerned about, you know, especially if Gabriel were to go to any type of function. I know Brandon's at a teen group this week.
Yes.
So that's exciting, you know, and you know that they're going to watch over him and take care of him. But that's just something like in the back of my head, because you know how you see all the horror stories on the television all the time about the, you know, I just seen one this week that came pop through my on my phone that said two high school students got arrested for taking a picture of a child with another high school child with special needs in the bathroom inappropriately. You know what I'm saying? Just stuff like that. And it's the kids got arrested for that, you know, but it's just sad. It's so sad that that's the type of world that we live in. So you always, you know, in the back of your head, you don't want anybody to hurt your child. You don't want anybody to do anything mean to your child. And so it's almost like you become smother mother. You know what I mean? And you don't want to be, I don't want to be smother mother, but I don't have any, I always tell my mom, me and my mom, we always say, we have no room for error. There's no room for error. And I think it makes you end up being on guard all the time. You know, you can't leave the door, you always have to check yourself because there's no room for error. I mean, do you feel like that?
I do. I feel like, you know, for me, it was a process being able to get the right people in Brandon's life so that I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has an amazing therapist team right now. He has an amazing school that he goes to. Mm-hmm. So Sunlight Christian Academy.
Yes, Sunlight. We give you a shout out.
So, I mean, we have a great behavioral therapist, that company that's been working with him since he was 4 years old, that has taught him and me so much.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I'm more protective than I would be of another child. But I'm not sure, because I always say I wouldn't know how to parent a typically developing child, because this is all I know.
Uh-huh.
But for us also, we have to learn to advocate for our children that are nonverbal. And then for the children that are verbal, we need to teach. Not only do we need to advocate for them, we need to teach them to advocate for themselves. So, you know, being able to do that. But when you have a child that's nonverbal, unfortunately, we have to advocate for mm-hmm. them completely. And, you know, we just have a lot more on our plate than, you know, you normally would.
I definitely get it. And I think that's the part, the whole, the nonverbal, not being able to express themselves and communicate and share their wants, desires, and sometimes even what's hurting them.
Yes.
I think that's that part right there. I mean, it's not much that makes me have a bad day or I want to have a pity party. But when I look at my child And this has been one of those weeks with Gabe. I'm like, why is he banging his head and stuff like that? This has been a week, you know, because we're always ear. I mean, we went to the doctor yesterday. Does he have an ear infection? You're like hoping. It's an ear infection.
Yeah.
Hoping something that they can find, that they can see, that would make him give me some type of answer of why my baby is agitated or irritated or what's wrong. You know, I just want to fix whatever is wrong. And that's the hardest thing, is not knowing how to fix it, not being able to fix it. I think that's one of the things that, and I know you said don't have a pity party when you look at him smiling, and that does fix it most of the time. But then when I look at him banging, I just want to have a pity party. I want to start banging my head too, because I'm I don't know what's wrong with them, Lord. You know, and then I pray, Lord, help me be able to figure it out. Like, give me wisdom, give me insight, let me tap in. I mean, I'm just like, what do I need to do, Lord? Do I need to change this? Do I need to change that? I mean, just really asking the Lord, because God, you made this child. Tell me, give me something.
Because where's my pamphlet on?
I don't know what to do. You know, so I mean, every time you feel like you're doing the best that you can do, you know, and that's basically all we can do, is the best that we can do.
And sometimes we just need a cappuccino.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, okay, meet me at the Starbucks.
Yes. I can cry, and then I'll come back. Okay.
Americano, you know. Exactly. So, but it's definitely a journey, and it's definitely a blessing, and we're definitely enjoying our journey. We're going to come right back after this song. I love to hear Gabriel's laughter. This is called A New Day.
Good morning, world, good morning. The sun arose again. It's a new day for me to reach my dreams, full of opportunity. And leave your past behind. You can't move forward looking back. Don't want to live your life and rewind. It's a new day, a new day for me to reach my dreams. It's a new day, a new day full of opportunity. Time now.
It's gonna be a good day.
Such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. It's gonna be a good day. And that song ties right into what you were saying about that laughter. I remember I was like, I want Gabriel to be a part of my music so bad. I always had dreams of when I had kids for us to be able to sing together and do all kinds of fun stuff together. And so one day when we were at the park, he was just so happy and laughing. I just recorded it on my cell phone, and then I was able to take that back to the studio, and my producer was able to just put it right on into the song. So I just love that we were able to do that. So every time I hear that laughter, I know that it's going to be a good day. And that is how I like to start my morning off, with good morning world and that beautiful laughter.
That's amazing.
But yeah, I thank God for it. But I want to know, Kimberly, how can people find out about Sensory Town? Give them your website. And how can people get involved and what do you need for everything to come together for Sensory Town?
Well, like I said earlier, I'm actually doing this by myself. So, you know, it's definitely been a challenge for me. So right now you can go to sensorytown.com, and that's town is spelled T-O-W-N-E.
All right. It's
all one word. And there's a donate button on the top that you can donate to us so that we can get some more equipment and get the things that we need in the gym before we open. Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Sensory Town, and you'll be able to follow us, and I update it regularly telling how close we are to opening day. Right now we're just waiting on getting inspected and a couple of other structures being built out. So, but you can follow us on that. Just like the page and come to it as often as you can. Tell your friends about us. Because, like we were just talking about, resources. So, you know, we won't keep it a secret. Let everybody know that it'll benefit, and it'll benefit all children. All children like interactive floors. All children like swings. All children like this play equipment. One thing I wanted to say about some of the play equipment is that we have made it handicapped accessible, meaning we have a sensory house, and it has a wheelchair ramp. So
wow.
If your child has a wheelchair, they can get up and play and touch the thing. So... and then for opening day, we're going to be looking for volunteers, people to come out here and help us with opening day, because it's going to be a very busy day, hopefully, with a lot of really cool families and kids to be able to greet them and make sure they're safe and they understand the rules and what to follow for safety purposes when they come in the gym. So if you're interested in volunteering or having your teen volunteer that needs service hours, you can contact me through the through Facebook or also through the website. So
okay, and that's Sensory Town, T-O-W-N-E. Okay, you guys, and I mean, it's so awesome. When we went in there, and I've seen more pictures that you've done since we were there. Since we were there last week, you guys are just making some great strides. I'm so excited for all the great things that you're doing there. But I want you to tell them about Brandon's little store that you're going to have in there. Yeah, you're going to have all kinds of stuff for sale, and then also how they'll be able to have birthday parties and everything. So
I'll tell you about some of the services. So first of all, I want to thank Sunny Lloyd Construction, because they've been really helping us out with getting the structures up and being there, and they really understand what I'm trying to do and what my focus is with being inclusive. So I really wanted to thank them for the help they've given me. But some of the services we're going to have open play, meaning if you want to just come try out the gym, you can come in. We have a 2-hour open play, and then we also have an all day open play. There's plenty of restaurants around us. If you want to get food, we'll have tables that you can sit and eat and your children play and, you know, make a day of it if you want. We also have memberships. We'll have 3 levels of memberships. The first one is for 4 open plays. The second one is for 3 open plays and 3 sensory circuit classes, plus discounts on our events, our classes, our birthday parties, and Brandon's store.
Yes.
And then the third one, we're also going to have parents' night out. So if you want to bring your child in, drop off, you want to have dinner, you know, around the corner and just relax and recharge, we'll have 2 parent nights out a month. So
that's awesome.
That'll help families out. My respite's hard to come by, so sometimes that's we need that break. So we are going to the third membership will include a parents' night out as well. So, and this will be monthly, and you can cancel it at any time. The other things we're going to have is professionals in the community to come out and talk to our members about different resources and things that they can bring to the families. And one of my favorite things is Brandon's Toy Store. So I know that a lot of parents are able to take their children into Walmart or so forth and pick out a toy that they might like. But some families aren't able to do that because all of our toys we have to buy from a therapy catalog. Mm-hmm. So Brandon's Toy Store is going to be housed with a bunch of products that you can walk your child in and let them pick out something that they actually would like. So we'll have stuff such as chewy tubes and sensory stepping stones and lighted blocks and stuff that are very stimulating for our children so that we all families could go in and pick out an item to purchase from the sensory store.
I am so excited about that.
Yes.
I'm like, wow. Because just like you said, a lot of families are able to go to Walmart and pick out the perfect gift, even a birthday gift. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like for... You know, it's just the craziest thing. You know, when I go to Walmart, the only thing that I ever have to worry about Gabriel getting and wanting is balls and now Oreo cookies. Like, he knows it's cookies, okay? He could differentiate the difference.
Very functional.
Yeah. He's like, okay, give me some cookies and give me the ball. Okay.
Yes.
But and remember that one skill that I talked about earlier? He learned how to put stuff in. Well, he learned how to put stuff in the basket now.
Yes.
Okay.
Therapy
yeah,
at its finest.
It is. It's therapy at its finest, honey. So now he's like throwing cookies or, you know, Oreo cookies, and he's got his balls in there, and then he throws, what else does he like? His Fritos or whatever. So everything that he's used to seeing at home, he's learning how to take it and put it in, which I'm like, yay. And then we're teaching him how to give it to the cash register. But anyway.
Very awesome.
But, yeah. So we're excited about that. But my point is, as I go back to my point, is that when we go to Walmart and look for him a toy. You know how most parents have to worry about, oh, my kid just, all every time we go to the store, he always is picking up all these different toys. They got to buy this game and they got to buy that game. Not me. Only thing I got to do is feed him, give him some balls or whatever. And he's like, okay, he has all different size and shapes, different colors. Okay, so he's like, give me all these balls. He likes to sit on them and bounce, bounce, bounce. So to be able to come into your store and to be able to look at all these different things, I am so excited about that. I cannot wait. And, you know, it just feels so good to be able to support businesses in our community. So it's just amazing. I'm going to just feel like this double pleasure. I'm like, not only is Gabriel going to get to have a toy, but then we're going to get to support our friend and her business here in the community, and that's supporting Jacksonville, you guys, and supporting what we are doing here and all the great things that Jacksonville wants to do. And I'm so excited that you are bringing an awesome business right here to Jacksonville.
Well, thank you
and supporting our First Coast. So that's awesome. So.
And we'll have birthday parties as well there. So when we do the birthday parties, if there's at least 20 children, then we can close the gym just for your birthday party during that time where your child is having their birthday party. So it's kind of special for them.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful. It's so colorful. I mean, every part of the kids are just walking in, their eyes are going to be getting visual therapy just from walking into the center. It's just amazing. So I'm excited about that. So
thank you.
You got the gym. You talked about the membership. You talked about the services. Anything else that you want to talk about?
Well, we are going to be doing, hopefully monthly, depending on the participation, is a random act of kindness where we're going to go out in the community and we want to teach children how our actions affect other people. So we want to do some positive deeds for some people. We have a little bit of a structure, like a book talking about, you know, what's in your bucket, meaning how we fill up our bucket matters, you know, that you can either fill it up with positive or negative. And every time we say something negative, our bucket becomes empty. So we want to teach the children early on as possible, you know, that it is important to be positive and do for other people. So we're going to have a random acts of kindness going out in the community. So
that is incredible.
Yeah.
So many lessons, so many blessings are going to come from Sensory Town. You guys, Sensory Town is coming to town, changing the brain through play. I am so excited. You guys, she's been talking about this vision, and I'm so excited to see God bring it to pass. You stepped out on faith. You've done it. And she always says, I'm doing it by myself. And, you know, I know that on top of having a child with special needs and then you taking on this gigantic, gigantic vision, I know it may seem at times overwhelming, but I know it. God is going to bless this vision. And I'm so excited. It's going to be a blessing to so many families here. And I just encourage you guys to get find out when can people start purchasing memberships?
Well, probably opening day or right before opening day, we can maybe like the week before, once we have all the structures built out and so forth, you know, then they can start buying memberships online.
Awesome. So they'll be able to start buying memberships online. And we only have 2 minutes before our show is over. And there's just so much I want to say, but I love her. You guys, Sensorytown's amazing. You guys got to go check it out. And one of the things I really, really love about it is that she went over and beyond to make sure that it was inclusive and that everybody would be able to participate. And I really, really love that. And I know that people that have children in wheelchairs are, you know, that people that have family members and children in wheelchairs, they don't hardly ever get a lot of things to play on or that they can participate in that I've seen. And so just for you to make it a point that you're not going to leave anybody out, I just love that. So,
yeah. And we also made the tables to where they're going to feel the stuff in the bins and stuff. It's wheelchair height. So the kids can go up to the tables and, you know, children that are running can run up to the table. So just making sure that, you know, the majority of the stuff in the gym that all kids can participate in.
Awesome. So make sure you check out Sensorytown on Facebook, Sensorytown, TOWNE. And if to get in touch with Kimberly, you can email her at
Kimberly@sensorytown.com.
All right. Kimberly@sensorytown.com. This is Star.
And Kimberly.
And we are excited. We're ready to win. And we're just so thankful for this opportunity, you guys. We come on every Saturday from 12 to 1, Ready to Win, where we're bringing resources to help children and families with special needs. And if you guys know of any other awesome businesses or people that are making a difference in our community, then please let them know about us. They can email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. info@giveawayfoundation.org. We would love to interview them right here on Ready to Win. And for more information, you can give us a call. 904-859-7740. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.